Yeah, I'll always be a metalhead. Nothing can take that away from me. Right. I mean, not jail, not people, not religion, not anything. I'll always be a metalhead. Metalhead, metalhead, metalhead. Well, then leave him alive.
You're listening to the Great Metal Debate Podcast.
Welcome back, metalheads, to a brand new episode of the Great Metal Debate Podcast. It's Xander back again with another album review. Today, I will be looking at the third full-length studio release from the Tucson, Arizona-based thrash metal band known as Atrophy. The album is titled Asylum, and it was released on March 15th through Massacre Records. When I say that this album has been long awaited by fans, I mean that I don't think that any of their old fans were expecting another album from them ever again. Why do I say this? Well, do you remember last year when I did that album review for the thrash metal band called Mesro, and it was their first album since 1990? This band has them beat, with a possible new world record of longest gap between album releases of all time. Atrophy has them beat by just 1 year. Atrophy also released their previous record the same year, which means 34 years ago. Holy shit. I'm gonna be 33 this August, and suddenly I feel young again. Oddly enough, I have actually seen the album cover for Atrophy's 1990 sophomore record titled Violent by Nature, but I never actually listened to it. This band has stayed together all these years until 2021, when a European tour got cancelled because of COVID, so the vocalist Brian Zimmerman decided to step down and form his own project. The rest of the band changed their name to Scars of Atrophy, where the band got a replacement vocalist. So Brian continued to use the original name, but with new members. That's the information I got from Metal Archives. I was lucky enough to rediscover this band and their brand new album the day after it released. As of recording this, the album has been out for over a week, but hey, better late than never. Thanks to a side link on YouTube, the first song I heard was titled High Anxiety, and it honestly blew me away with the same type of grooviness as Mesro. Not quite what I would call melodic thrash metal, but definitely had its standout riffs, which ultimately made me want to review this. After finding out that it's another three-decade-long hiatus type of band, I thought that there's no way in hell that I'm not reviewing this. Allow me to state that there are absolutely no skippable tracks on this album, and Punishment for All is a punishing opening track for the album. I mean that in the way that is every bit as badass as the album cover. When you see the giant skeleton-like jester towering over an old abandoned asylum with a graveyard out front, you know you can expect the headbanging-inducing thrash riffs. When you begin headbanging, you'll suddenly want a shotgun a tall beer and then dive straight into a mosh pit. Let's jump on over to the song Seeds of Sorrow. The drums on this record sound amazing, but the band didn't have a drummer who was in the band during the recording last year. Instead, they had a personal friend of theirs by the name of Jonas Schultz, who was hired for the recording gig. Either way, Jonas did an incredible job. On March 22nd, Atrophy announced the winner of their drumming auditions. So congratulations to Mr. Alex Bossen for winning your rightful place in the band. Mark Coughlin and Nathan Montavlo continue to deliver those tasty guitar riffs, which can be further analyzed in an entire runtime, but for now we'll focus on them being the reason distortion is among one of my favorites. Thrash metal has never been one of my go-to genres, but I have a huge respect for it. As I've mentioned before in a previous review, I have my favorites, but I can always appreciate them taking the traditional heavy metal and then making it 100 times heavier. Most thrash metal doesn't even rely on as many blast beats as other bands because the main focus comes from the riffs. The song American Dream features Craglin Lum, who is the guitarist of Heathen. Close My Eyes is a track that begins with a bit of a rock ballad that doesn't overstay its welcome. In fact, it reminds me of something that you would have heard in the Alice in Hell album from Annihilator, but with a slight mimic of Millie's voice from Creator. Despite its slow start, it quickly kicks into gear for yet another thrash metal banger. When I looked at the bass player for this record, I was happy to learn that it was none other than Josh Gibbs. He has previously worked with notable bands like Solstice and Malevolent Creation, as well as many others. He showcases his talent on every song, but in particular, he is one of the reasons why a song like The Apostle is such a ripper. 5 Minutes Till Suicide is an epic closing track, which is the longest song on the album, surpassing the length of Close My Eyes by only 4 seconds. So how do I feel about a thrash metal record that is just under 2 weeks shy of 34 years apart from the previous record? I'd say it's a whole hell of a lot better than bands who wait over a decade to finally drop new music. I never listened to their first two records before this album, so I'm going to take a break from writing this review to sample some of the songs from the 1990 album Violent by Nature. That way I can make a quick comparison. Okay, I'm back. I just listened to the first five songs, and I can tell you that they were definitely good for their time, but the songs haven't aged particularly well. Plus, the old analog production is very rough. Road Racer Records was Roadrunner Records before the label changed their name, and they were a recording studio still in their infancy. In most cases, you can't blame the band for poor mixing or mastering, but signing with Massacre Records was definitely a step in the right direction, quality-wise. As for the nearly full lineup change, it was probably for the best, as I have come to thoroughly enjoy this Asylum record from front to back. This is an outstanding thrash metal release for 2024, and I'm going to rate Asylum by Atrophy a solid 7.5 out of 10. Be sure to show your support for all the great metal bands, including this one. Feel free to buy their merch through Massacre Records, but hurry. According to a Facebook post made by the band last week, the white vinyls and jewel case CDs are very limited.